Which political party is better? Just so you know, I am not Republican or Democrat, conservative or liberal, socialist or capitalist. When asked, I simply reply that I am all of the above. For example, as a capitalist, I want to make a lot of money and pay as little in taxes as possible. As a socialist, I make tax-deductible donations to charities and worthy causes, and I want my taxes to provide for a better society and care for those who truly cannot care for themselves. Many people believe that Republicans are better than Democrats when it comes to money. The facts do not support their belief. Republicans say Democrats tax and spend. Republicans, on the other hand, borrow and spend. The net result, regardless of party, is increasing long-term national debt, a debt that will be passed on to future generations in the form of higher taxes. In 1980, Republican President Reagan gave us supply-side economics, that is, voodoo economics. The new economic theories promoted by the great communicator Reagan, an actor, not an economist, were the illusion that we could cut taxes and continue to pay the government's bills by borrowing money. This is the same as taking a cut in pay and using credit cards to pay bills. When Thomas Gale Moore, then a member of President Reagan's Council of Economic Advisers, noticed that the United States was crossing the creditor-debtor threshold in the mid-1980s, he said, "Not to worry. We can pay off anybody by running a press." Because of the 1971 change in our money and Reagan's supply-side economics, the national debt of the U.S. exploded. By the end of Reagan's reign, the federal debt was $2.6 trillion. President Reagan's vice president, the first George Bush, realizing the national debt was exploding due to the loss of revenue from Reagan's tax cuts, ran for president promising, "Read my lips, no new taxes." After he was elected, he raised taxes and was not reelected. Then President Clinton, a Democrat, entered office. After having a little trouble with his zipper, he left office claiming to have balanced the budget and not increased the national debt. Of course, just as he lied about his sex life, he lied about balancing the budget. He balanced the budget by counting tax dollars for Social Security and Medicare as income. Instead of the money going into the Social Security Trust Fund, he spent it. Clinton, however, did speak one truth during his term of office. He admitted that there was no such thing as a Social Security Trust Fund. During his presidency, Medicare began to operate in the red, meaning more money was going out than coming in. Soon, Social Security will be in the same predicament as 78 million baby boomers begin to retire in 2008. Enter the second President Bush. Uniting the world after 9/11, he then used his popularity to wage war against Iraq on unsubstantiated claims. Today, he is one of the most unpopular presidents in history. Not only was the war a disaster, but in order to prevent a disaster in the economy, the Federal Reserve Bank cut interest rates and flooded the world with funny money under his watch. After just 5 years in office, President Bush has borrowed more money than all U.S. presidents in history combined. The current subprime crisis is the fruit of his economic policies. All of this is to say, it doesn't matter which party is elected into office. If it's Democrats, they will probably tax and spend. If it's Republicans, they will probably borrow and spend. The net result is the same: greater debt, bigger financial problems, and higher taxes. All funded by taking as much of your money as possible.